With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. One of the Republicans campaigning for Montana's Senate seat that's up in 2018 is facing multiple charges for trying to purchase resident hunting and fishing licenses as a non-resident. Troy Downing of Big Sky has pleaded not guilty to 7 misdemeanor citations. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokeswoman Andrea Jones confirmed the citations, which were first reported by Bozeman blogger Catherine Kanayau.
We lost that money. That was a theft to the agency when someone does that. And I'm concerned about that because that's more that could go in towards our Fish, Wildlife, and Parks management.
Kanayau, who writes for the environmental newsletter Enhancing Montana's Wildlife and Habitat, broke the news on her blog after receiving court documents through an open records request. A person must live in Montana for 180 days prior to buying a resident license. Downing, the CEO of a California company that owns self-storage facilities in 5 states, is seeking the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Montana's state auditor Matt Rosendale, state senator Albert Olszewski of Kalispell, and Belgrade businessman Ron Murray are also seeking the Republican nomination. Next month, Republican Senator Steve Daines is hosting a conference about the high-tech industry at the University of Montana's Missoula campus. The purpose of the conference is to discuss how to create more high-paying tech jobs in the state. Republican congressman and software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte will give the keynote address.
A proposal to remove grizzly bears living in the area around Glacier National Park from endangered species protections could come out as early as next year, according to U.S. Fish, Wildlife, and Service officials testifying today before state lawmakers. Corncates Carney reports.
Wildlife managers say the population of bears living in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem has grown over 1,000 bears and could now meet the requirements for delisting. Hillary Cooley is Bear Recovery Coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Since listing in 1975, that population has doubled in its distribution.
Cooley, along with Montana wildlife officials, testified Thursday before state lawmakers and others on the Montana Environmental Quality Council. Livestock owners told the council that more needs to be done to protect ranchers' properties as grizzlies expand into new territory. Representatives from wildlife advocacy groups rose in opposition to a resolution passed by lawmakers last session, urging the delisting of all grizzly bears in Montana and returning their management to state control. However, during the EQC hearing, Hillary Cooley told state lawmakers that that's not how the delisting process works.
We cannot delist or list populations along state lines, and because it's not based on science, that would be political.
This summer, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service delisted grizzlies living in the Yellowstone ecosystem. Half a dozen lawsuits are challenging that delisting, claiming grizzlies are not ready to be removed from federal protections and face legal hunting seasons. If a delisting proposal is announced for grizzlies living in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, it would take roughly a year for federal officials to finalize that proposal. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Democrats are trying to marshal support for a special session to address the budget shortfall, while Republicans argue that state government needs to live within its means. The governor's budget director is recommending cutting $229 million in general fund spending over the next 2 years to balance the budget after a costly fire season and lower than expected revenues. Democrats say the cuts will hurt vulnerable residents, but Republicans would rather cut spending than raise taxes. I'm Bo Baker.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Officials say the Montana VA healthcare system received a 3-star rating for quality, improving its 1-star rating from earlier this year. The Montana VA had received a 1-star rating in January for VA facilities, meaning it was in the lowest 20%. The rating, which ranges from 1 to 5, applies to the healthcare system throughout the state. Democratic Senator John Tester says he is, quote, proud of the men and women at VA Montana who work hard to deliver for our veterans. The report shows Montana VA healthcare system saw improvement in 5 areas: mental health continuity of care, healthcare-associated infections, in-hospital complications, utilization management admissions and continued stays, and overall rating of hospital. For the first time since 2013, licensed wolf hunting will take place in Wyoming. Wyoming's wolf hunting season opens Sunday and runs through December 31st. It is confined to 12 trophy game hunt areas in the northwest part of the state. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department set a quota of 44 wolves to be taken. Wolf hunting continues to be prohibited in Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. the National Elk Refuge near Jackson, and on the Wind River Indian Reservation. Outside those areas and the trophy game hunt area, wolves are considered predators and can be shot on sight as long as the kill is reported. Earlier this year, a court lifted federal protections for wolves in Wyoming. Montana and Idaho have already established wolf hunting seasons. The annual bison roundup at the National Bison Range will happen a bit later than usual this year and will have less public access. The Missoulian reports this year's big event was delayed due to an extended bout of high fire danger that kept employees from completing the maintenance work necessary to prepare for the annual roundup. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.